This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. With Ramp, you get full visibility into your company's spending and control who spends what with each vendor. Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts instantly to save your team valuable time. Ramp automates data entry and routine tasks with automated approvals, expense categorization and bill payments, time-consuming tasks, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. Get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Friday, Galaxy on Monday. Hallelujah, it's Friday. The weekend's here and we'll have a kid of me. We'll relax. Hallelujah, and take off our slacks. Hallelujah, and sit around the house in our rotten underwear. Hallelujah.
What is that, Lil? 12 hands in a row? Dukes, you son of a bitch. Nobody's that lucky.
Now here's your host, the Big Silly.
Chad Dukes.
Charlie Hotel. Alpha Delta. Yeah, Dukes. Dig it.
There, but for the grace of God, deal with me.
Hey there, boy, it's your pal, Jimmy J. I got another free Friday episode of the Chad Dukes Show for everybody. I really hope you guys enjoyed all the Christmas and June festivities we had going on the last week, all the extra content that we provided for you guys. It's really been a fun couple of weeks of shows, and we keep it going right into this week. Monday, Dukes and Tor in the studio together, a big old show before the July 4th holiday. Dukes airs some grievances surrounding the holiday itself. The fellas also discuss gym uniforms, the latest episode of Toon Talk, a common gripe about bars, and a zombified character returns out of the blue. A really fun episode Dukes and Tor put together for you guys. So I'm going to give you the recap of episode 2 of Toon Talk with the Hot Tuna and Big Stew. Oh, and you know what? I'm going to throw a little something extra for you guys. There's going to be something really special if you make a trip out to Commonwealth Dry Goods this weekend and make a purchase. So here, check all this out.
Friendos, head over to the Chad Dukes Show on YouTube to get more great shows and segments of the Chad Dukes Show and Solid Dudes with Chad Dukes. That's youtube.com/Chad Dukes Show, and make sure to like and subscribe.
Let's go through it. So there's the Solid Dudes episode that I did with Oathman and with Kokomo Joe. That was 3 fucking hours. Now, I'd say about 2 hours of it were good. The last hour was just me and Barty drunk, fucking blithering incoherently. So that went up. The Drinking on the Deck that aired on Catastrophe Radio on Saturday, that's up for subscribers. I think that might be my best episode yet. It's my personal favorite. It's all 60s music. Got some real gems in there. I think you really dig that. And then, of course, hit the theme song tour. No. I wish this show is produced as well as Toon Talk is. Man. Got a big beef with Sweet Daddy James. I'm about as mad with him as I ever have been. I mean, you... All right, well, I guess that works. That'll work. You did pull up some music. You didn't start ripping chords out of the fucking wall and blaming someone else. Toon Talk with Big Stu Boris and Hot Man Ted, or the
Big Stu Boris.
Look out. The Hot Toon, I should say. Episode 2 is available now for subscribers. I can't really say enough about this fucking show. Did you get a chance to listen to it?
Immediately.
Yeah, it was appointment listening. Actually, Nerdrotic had put up his Indiana Jones video, and I was like, that's been my Super Bowl the past couple of days, and yeah. I'm like, I'll hold off on that, and I'm going to go listen to Toon Talk. I listened to it twice now. We actually had a screening of it last night at the house where I played it out loud for everybody. I can't say enough about Toon Talk, and I don't know. I'll be the first to admit, Tor, if you don't know Ted and Stu, and you don't know Looney Tunes cartoons, I don't know if it's as entertaining. I knew every cartoon they were talking about, so that helped. But also, I know them and their whole background, so that helps also. I hope it's one half as entertaining for the audience as it is for me. It is, I don't even know how to describe it. It's a glorious mess to start with, but it's also, calling it a mess, I think, does it a disservice, because and Ted does this bit where neither one of these guys can take a fucking compliment at all. Like, they're both so tormented by their whatever's happened to them and their level of, they both have autism. Ted has diagnosed autism, and whatever he has, Stu's way further along on the scale, but they also are perfect together. And the meshing of Ted making an outline, keeping the show moving forward, sticking to topics, knowing when to pull his brother back in and when to let him just go fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I think there's a little tweaking that could happen in there. I gave Ted some notes after the show, but it's fucking fantastic. It is a fantastic hodgepodge, and I would say almost like a social study in humanity to listen to those guys do a show.
I said early on, I don't care about the audience when it comes to this
show. Right.
It could be me and Chewed listening to it.
Well, it was. It might have been this weekend.
That's all. That's where my priority is, because it's a baffling chemistry, and I don't know how an outsider looking in would feel about the show. But how can you ever stop listening to this show?
I think there's enough there to get the casuals in. In that Stu really is an unbelievable mimic. I mean, at the core of this, his impressions, and I told Ted, I said, he needs to do more impressions. He's there. The only criticism that I had is there's a little too much, is it exposition, I think is the word I'm looking for, about what's going on with the cartoons and less of the impressions.
Right.
Because he's just so awesome at it. And there's no script. He's pulling all of that straight from memory. And his fucking, his timing, and if he was doing a character, this wouldn't be as interesting. It really wouldn't. He's not. That's who the guy is. To hear him, did you pull the stuff about the bicycle?
Yes.
You wouldn't know that months have gone in between the two episodes, listening to how rip shit he is still about a bicycle. Are there listeners you think they don't know what we're talking about?
Maybe.
Ted and Stu are brothers.
Yes.
They're obsessed with cartoons. They're obsessed with the Super Friends, which, by the way, go watch one episode of the Super Friends. I defy you to find a worse cartoon. They're obsessed with it. And I get it. It's a snapshot. When you were a kid, it's what you had, and it meant everything to you. There's cartoons now that I love, that I go back and watch now, and I feel like a moron. Like, The Goonies was my favorite movie for many years. I watch it now. I'm very disappointed in myself.
It's a little tough.
But for Christmas, Stu got a brand new bicycle, which I have since learned his dad stayed up the whole night to put together, had ready for him. And in that same Christmas, Ted got a toy bat cave with like some of those Mego. Oh, God, Mego toys are just the worst. Go compare Mego toys to the G.I. Joes and the Transformers we had in the late 80s, early 90s. They're so depressing to look at. Like, go look at the old G.I. Joes compared to the G.I. Joes in the late 80s. There's no fucking comparison. These two guys were playing with dolls. Like, in the 70s, there were no action figures. They're fucking dolls. But anyway, it's what they had. I don't mean to shit on this. This is coming across as way too negative. Ted got the Batcave. Stu was rip shit pissed that he got a bicycle and apparently let everybody know about it and has continued to let everybody know about it. I have a picture. I have a picture in my possession, which I'm going to give to Tor, that we can put up for this fucking episode. It's not what you want, which is from that Christmas. That's the picture that I want to. I don't think that I asked Ted. I don't think there's any proof this ever happened. But Ted, if there's any pictures of that Christmas or even just Stu with that bike or you with that Batcave.
Go through the albums.
Oh, he's in the house. I mean, he doesn't leave the house. He's also got to be really hungover because he had to come back and get his car in front of my house this morning. I have a picture of Stu at dinner with his 85-year-old father giving him the business about the bicycle. Leaning into him about the bicycle. Oh, yeah, I've got it. And I'm going to send it over to you as soon as the show's done so you can look at it. His father, you know the picture of where Drab's coming at me with the pint glass in his butthole?
Yeah.
And I'm leaning back and I got my hands up like defensively right here. That is what his dad is doing amid Stu's onslaught at the Outback or wherever the fuck they were, screaming about the bicycle.
An American hero.
Who?
Stu.
I agree, but I've never to hold on to that level of anger about what is a fantastic gift.
It's what everybody wants.
It's what everyone wants. But here's what's great about this clip that Torch has pulled.
Big Stu Boris.
Look out.
Stu's got a little bit of that Joe in him where it doesn't matter how logical you are in your description or in your argument. He doesn't care because he feels the way that he feels and he knows he's right. So during this segment, it came up again, the bicycle and the Batcave.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, it has to be on every episode, Ted. If you're taking notes, every single episode, you have to ask Stu about the bicycle and see if he's still as angry as he is now. I could listen to a full hour of that. Ted is trying to convince Stu because he has evidence now. He has what everyone reacted the same way. Like, Stu, why are you so mad about the fucking bike? Like, getting a bike is what every kid, it's what I wanted when I was a kid. It's like, please let me get a bike because then I can get away from you people.
It's the first taste of freedom.
That's what the fucking bike represented. It's like, I can get away from you guys and you can't catch me because I'm on a bike? Please. This is a little piece. I assume most of you have listened to Toon Talk episode 2, but if you have not, here is Stu and Ted talking about the bike.
Was he, you know, kind of like, I don't understand it, or was he,
his
what
position
the fuck
was,
is wrong with Stu?
His position was that any kid would prefer to
Pause.
Have a bike.
You should have let me know that this is the way it began. This is them responding to my comments on the bike. That is what Stu is being told by Ted here.
Yes.
Okay, start it over, please.
Was he, you know, kind of like, I don't
I'm
understand
he.
It, or was he,
his
what
position
the fuck
was,
is wrong with Stu?
His position was that any kid would prefer to have the bike.
Yes. Yes. Any kid would love to have the bike, except, why did you just hold up that number 15?
That's to tell me how much is how much time we're into the show.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry
right.
about that.
Okay. All right. So, thanks, Jim.
Yeah.
Okay, now
Jim
I know
doing,
why.
By the way,
when
Jim doing
Jim
his
just
job,
held up the number
no
15, I didn't know why the fuck he was holding up. Once again, I'm not told about what the fuck goes on around here.
It's a treasure.
All right, so anyway. Now what?
Wait, was the,
all right,
the controversy
so I've got to explain myself here, all right? He would be right. Most kids, and you would be right too, most kids would love to have the bike, except I didn't know how to fucking ride a bike. I had never ridden a bike before. How the fuck am I supposed to be excited about something I have no idea how to use? I've never ridden a bike before.
Because
had no idea the advantages of having a bike.
How could he be this angry still?
You learn how to ride the bike,
also,
Stu.
Also, you need to be taught the advantages of having a bike. No one taught me why having... I didn't need to be taught how having a car would be good. He is...
Big Stu Boris.
Look out.
He's a fucking gem. And, like, I could even understand in the moment being like, I don't want to... Like, if someone gives you a guitar, it's kind of an asshole gift.
Right.
Because, like, all right, now I've got... It's like someone giving you a dog. I've got to sit here and take care of this thing for the next 14 years because you couldn't figure out a gift for me. I have to take lessons to use your gift. Go fuck yourself. A bike, I guess, as a kid, maybe you could view it that way. But I never was Stu's mindset, I'm never going to learn to ride a bike? Because as a kid, I think all you're thinking about is, I got to learn to ride a bike. Like, at some point, I need to learn to ride a bike. Look at all my friends riding bikes. Because you're riding big wheels.
Yeah.
Up until that point, you're riding something.
Scooter, anything.
Yeah, and then the kids that had the scooters, you're like, the fuck out of here, you loser. Like, scooters weren't cool when I was a kid. Like, Razor scooters have kind of changed everything, yeah. Whatever it was 15, 20 years ago. And now the electric scooter, I think, has changed it even further. I'm glad to see those hoverboards have gone away.
Yeah, those sucked.
And they didn't hover. They had wheels. I don't understand why they were called that. But I guess Stu was operating under the assumption that he was never, and still is, that like it's not just a foregone conclusion that if you're an American child, you will learn to ride a bike one day.
The Gigantor household couldn't get their hands on a bike soon enough.
Of course.
You're feral wanting a bike. And then if you got siblings, they need your bike too, and everybody needs the bike.
Would you drag, like, I would find pieces of bikes, like, in the woods and drag them home to try to see, all right, maybe I can salvage this.
I rode a bike from, I think, the 1960s, back from my granddad's house to my house.
Oh, yeah.
Because I needed a bike. And it was rusty. It was bad shape.
They'd have the coaster brakes. That was always my favorite, is the bikes that were so old they didn't have handbrakes. You kicked back on the fucking pedals to stop it, and then you would drag the rubber along. That was a lot of fun. Did you ever get a 10-speed bike?
I had a 10-speed bike, yes.
Kids that had 10-speed bikes in my fucking neighborhood were royalty, because what I got was the Target. You didn't get anything as nice as a Mongoose or a Diamondback, like a BMX special.
Yeah.
You would get whatever the Kmart $49.99, 75-pound hunk of fucking shit, that was to be your bike. Some kid would come fucking zipping around with a goddamn, all those little levers on his handlebars. Oh, you'd just be so excited.
I actually, when everybody else started getting 10-speed bikes or, yeah, you know, nicer bikes, I actually opted to, like, a 1980s slick bike where it had
a slick bike?
It almost looked like a racing bike. I think my dad's bike.
A beach cruiser, the one I've been asking you about. That one?
Yeah, why would a Gigantor get rid of a bicycle? But
I'm guessing it was your dad's childhood bike.
It was.
Was it your grandfather's scooter had the big wheel on the front, little tiny wheel on the back, and you were just riding that around the neighborhood in Great Falls?
I dug it because it had big wheels, but they were thin wheels, opposed to the big treaded
up. Did the big wheels keep on turning? Just curious.
It did.
Anyone that places an order on CommonwealthDryGoods.com or comes in and asks for one, check these out, Tor. Maybe the finest sticker of all time. That one's for you.
Oh, shit. It's going up right. This is going right on the Xbox.
Danielle Connor, would you like one? Come over here, please.
This is fucking stellar.
You and Danielle get the first two.
Whatever the way that this sticker glows.
It's a holographic is what the profile is. Tell everybody what it is. Remember, we're on the. You just. By the way, it's shiny and it's reflective, so Tor's just been staring at it.
Well, it's got to taste good, also.
Don't eat the sticker, please.
I promise you, I won't.
Thank you. Do you want one to eat?
There's just something about it.
What about that? Can you just take us through, like, in your brain, what about that makes it seem chew worthy?
Well, this Chad Duke Show Octopus News sticker.
That's right.
With the fantastic octopus logo with the beak, and it's going around the. It's a great sticker and a great logo. But it has this kind of holographic shine to it.
Yes. A sheen, almost.
Yes. And when it hits the light, it just looks like I got to have it in my mouth.
Boy, that is how can we not name the episode that?
No.
I got to have it in my mouth.
Like it just, it wouldn't, it just can't, it's impossible for it to taste bad.
My phone?
There's no.
I want to take a video if you're going to do this.
No, I'm not. This is a sticker. It's not
I
edible.
Have more stickers.
I'm 25 years old. I can't eat stickers
do
anymore.
Do what you want to do. Eat the sticker. You just told me you wanted to eat
just,
it.
Can I just...
We can't shoot. I mean, you're going to have to eat it.
I'm just going to take a little. See, that's good. That's good.
This is the sticker that Tor just ate.
It's everything I hoped it would be.
I don't understand. What... Is it a flavor? Is it a texture? Like, what is it about that sticker?
It's just how it looked. It just looked like it just looked like it would taste really good.
Did you just take it out of your mouth?
Yeah.
Can I see that part?
Yeah, sure. That's the... Well, I didn't want to chew and eat on air. Sorry.
I wonder if we could give away the sticker that you chewed on. I wonder if anybody would want that.
Nobody wants this.
I'm trying to find the dude that fucking... Oh, you know what I just scrolled past?
Huh.
The King Henry picture.
Oh. He didn't scroll...
Holy shit.
Oh, Tuesday. I'll get to the bit on Tuesday.
Derrick Henry is a fucking man's man. That's all I'm going to say. God damn it. There's a guy that designed this logo. I think he ripped it off from somewhere, but he still put it together. And I'm trying to pull up his post, his original post on the Facebook friends chat, but I'll try to figure it out between now and a Tuesday's episode. Cause I want to give him credit. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Anyway, what I was saying is if you order from CommonwealthThreadGoods.com or you stop by the shop and ask for one, they are free. They are reflective holographic octopus news stickers. Fantastic. Looks like it should be on the set of BioShock. Really, really dig it. One of those kind of old 40s, 50s radio looks.
It's a great look. It's a great sticker. Go get one. Don't eat it. That's what a moron
would
do. Man,
people need to live their own truth, you know? Your truth was as soon as I gave you that sticker, you had to stick it in your fucking mouth. But luckily, we'll have a nice reel for it up on the Instagram.
Yeah.
If you'd like to see the video, Instagram.com/ChadDukesShow. It will be up there.
The best barbecue in Virginia can only be found at Monk's Barbecue in Purcellville, Virginia. Check them out at Monk's BBQ on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and at monksq.com.
Episode 2 of Toon Talk was absolutely phenomenal. Ted and Stu, they crushed it yet again. If you're not a subscriber, you can check it out on YouTube, youtube.com/ChadDukesShow. The video is there from the show. Please go and check it out. You won't be disappointed. I promise you that. Tuesday, July 4th. Wishing you a happy Independence Day from the Chad Dukes Show. Tor was a little upset with a recurring Dukes bit. Shoot pulled a prank on a loved one. A show member is rattled to the core after a string of odd coincidences. And they finish up their recap of Toon Talk, Episode 2. So much good content to comb through on this episode as well. The boys really crushed it on Monday and Tuesday. But there's a movie discussed. Tor seems to think that Dukes is doing a bit, but give it a listen. Tell me how you feel.
If you're interested in buying or selling a home, there's only one person you should call, and that's Joe Azer. You can reach him at 571-989-2937. That's 571-989-AZER.
Scaring your significant other, I think.
With health scares, too. Especially when she knows I'm not the healthiest person.
I think about as much as you could do is go around to the corner and go boo. And I try to give a little jump scare.
Yeah, and I think that's okay.
Yeah.
But this was too real, and I just was stuck in my own. Because we had just watched a horror movie the night before where there was the old puke up the black stuff down the front of your fucking shirt.
Right. I got no. That does play a part. After I watched The Black Phone, all I was looking for was
black phones. Because you were worried about getting black phone.
Yeah, if I'm gonna get black phone, yeah, I want to at least see the phone where I'm getting.
You
want to
see it coming.
Yeah,
even if it's not plugged into anything, when you find out, that's how you know it's a black phone. If it's not plugged into anything, then all your dead friends have to help you kill Ethan Hawke.
Always scanning.
Spoiler alert. Somehow you get past a 700-pound fucking bulldog without fucking anything happening to you.
Your little sister has premonitions also.
That's a fucking weird movie, isn't it? Maybe I don't like that movie as much as I thought I did.
I think I liked it more than I did.
I have to go back and watch it again. I have not revisited it. Although, did you see the new Insidious movies coming out on fucking this weekend? Holy shit, does it look scary. They did, I think they did something that you can't do. And that is, I think universally, the most, because you're not ever going to be in a submarine. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're never going to be under the water. Like, there's things that make people claustrophobic to give them anxiety. But at some point in your life, you're going to be in an MRI tube. And from what I have heard from everyone, it is universally anxiety-inducing. Like, everyone has a problem going into an MRI tube, especially if you got to be in there for a while. In the trailer for this fucking movie, Ethan Hawke goes into the MRI tube. And then looks down at his feet, and the demon is crawling up inside of the fucking MRI tube. Which reminds me of The Descent, in that getting stuck inside of a cave, I think, is everyone's kind of like, I can't go any further, I'm stuck.
That's, yeah.
But that's never going to happen to you. Ever. You're going to be in an MRI tube at some point. I think they've gone too far.
That's horrific.
I want to see if I can find that. You haven't seen that fucking trailer?
No, I have not. I don't... Insidious is very scary.
It's the one with the red demon face behind you.
Yeah, I think I saw the first one, and I had to put on a very brave face when I was watching it with a girl. Like, I'm sitting there losing it a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Here, there are actually people. Dude, you don't even want to know what the website is that wrote about this. You ain't going to fucking believe this.
What?
How can that be? Unless you're going to get Insidious at some point. So
I can't be here. I just got goosebumps. I'm goosebumped. I can't be in this room.
Hold on. I got to be honest, I'm a little freaked out. I'm telling Tor this story, and then I Google Insidious trailer MRI machine. The first article that comes up is final trailer for Insidious, the red door makes MRI machines worse somehow. The website is Tor.com. Tor.com.
Are you doing a bit?
I swear to God.
I know you got, you know, Darren, if you're doing this bit to me, whoever it's.
Who's Darren?
Darren, the helpful web producer.
Oh, Darren.
Yeah.
You think Darren's doing this?
If you're trying to set up a long con.
I swear to fucking God, I'm not setting up a long con.
I never trusted those blow molds. I don't trust the studio. I'm not safe here. I'm not safe in this seat.
What about the little door up there?
I can't get away from the door.
You
in
like
my
the
seat.
Door?
I'm producing from that chair from here on out.
I don't blame you. I
have no exit route. You know what I got? I got me winning the pooing out of that
the
window.
Pooing? Oh, Winnie the pooing.
I'm going to throw my body out of that window.
I thought you said winning the pooing.
That's what came out because you're freaking me. And
I don't want you to win the pooing.
Freaking out.
Well, you definitely don't want to lose the pooing. Wow. Can you imagine what that would be like? Jeez. Nobody wants to do that. Oh, God. All right, I'm going to try to find this part of the trailer. Will you watch it if I find it?
Sure.
My point being is that I think as human beings, there's things that are terrifying enough that we shouldn't. Oh, God, here it is. Okay. So this freaked me the fuck out when I saw a little snippet of this. AJ found a snippet when I was watching the fucking television the other day. All right, I'm going to hold on. All my M&Ms are. You know me, Tor. I have problems.
Sure.
All right, I'm going to hit play, and then I'm going to flip it around real quick. You
gotcha.
Ready?
Yep. All right.
So he's going into the MRI machine.
Into the MRI tube. Lights flicker. Lights out.
Watch. Hello?
No. Nope.
Look, you missed
dude,
it.
Dude, no,
you
I,
fucking
I tried
missed
to miss it.
It.
I didn't want to see
you
it.
You turned your head
I
right when she came
see
out.
It.
You got to see it. Oh, my God, is that... Dude, watch. It's the scariest thing I've ever seen. Watch. Oh, fuck that, dude. Fuck that. Oh, shit, is that scary. How is that one scene that terrifying? And remember, this is the same movie trailer franchise where they had the red demon mask sitting behind Patrick Wilson in the first trailer like 15 years ago, whatever it was. And that was the scariest fucking thing I'd ever seen up until that point. It's a good franchise. Dude, Tor.com. I know you think I'm capable of some shtick, and I am, but I didn't know we'd even be talking about this. How do we get to this conversation? I didn't bring it up. Go to Tor.com, everybody, if you want to see the fucking MRI machine trailer. Wait a minute, you're playing the music? You can't leave. We're not done taping yet.
Take it Wednesday off. We'll be back Thursday and Friday with new shows of the Chad Duke
Show.
Wow. I got to go find a church.
It's the first episode ever that we haven't finished contractually. We're breaking the streak because of the Insidious trailer.
What am I going to do?
I don't know. I got to say, I usually shit on you for being such a scaredy cat, but I was, for about 15 seconds, was legit creeped out. Shoot creeped out.
That staircase is an MRI tube. This is, it's just.
I thought your plan was to throw yourself down the staircase as hard as you
could.
Well,
not if the Insidious demon is standing at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, you ain't going to kill the Insidious demon. You might be able to kill the black phone, but you can't kill the Insidious demon by throwing your bulk on it.
And that Joker in the trailer, the most vulnerable you can be.
That's 100%.
In a tube on your back.
By the way, nobody wants to be in.
There's your dick and balls right there for the demon. Your butt's there, and then it's going to get up to your head.
I mean, it's clearly going up your butt, right? And the dick and balls.
Just entry points everywhere.
That was weird. You saw me Googling it. I mean, I don't even know how I would do this.
I don't like that website being up. I'm going to flag it.
Let me take a look and see if it's like a real website that they update all the time. It says science fiction, fantasy, the universe, and related subjects. I mean, it got updated on June 30th. They liked Indiana Jones. This might be a... I can't imagine who this would be for. Yeah, I don't know. It looks like somebody's blog. Just somebody has like a their own blog. I need you to believe me. I was going to do a bit this complex, I would have cleared it by you first. This is not a bit.
Now I'm going to have to register for this website. I got to see what they're doing.
It's a login. Yeah. It's been around for years. It can't. I have nothing to do with it. Yeah, there's posts going back for years, and it's regularly updated.
All right. Well, I'm keeping an eye on them.
I like how they're going to see a spike in traffic because
it's just.
How scary is that trailer, though?
That is.
It's rough, man. Super rough.
That's incredibly scary.
The Virginia Pizza Crusade is on a mission to find the best slices in the Commonwealth. To keep up with the reviews, be sure to follow the Virginia Pizza Crusade on Instagram, at Virginia Pizza Crusade.
That was an absolutely crazy coincidence. That website and Tor freaking out, not being safe in this studio. So much fun. We took a little hiatus because of the holiday, so we didn't have a show on Wednesday, so we got to you. The Fortress Film Society gathered together for your Thursday episode. The failure of the new Indiana Jones and The Flash has the boys kind of wondering where the movies have went wrong, especially when the initial ratings that were coming out were so good. They reviewed Duke's movie pick White Line Fever from 1975, as well as Posse, directed and acted by Mario Van Peebles from 1993. The newly released in theaters, The Boogeyman, is being pushed to the next Fortress Film Society because one member of the show did not get out to see the movie. There's also a discussion on the early ratings of the new Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1, and whether a sequel to Who Framed Roger Rabbit would be a good idea. The following day, that came out earlier today for a Friday episode, it was Shooed, Ant-Man, Kokomo Joe, Money Monk, myself, Jim Daddy, and special guest in studio, shirtless Puerto Rican, Angel came in to pay us all a visit. Duke's had a movie date with The Tube and Ant-Man. Angel really opens himself up, and we give him a little bit of marriage and life counseling, if that's even possible. And we have our weekly installment of the BMI. All the Angel information, super entertaining. There's also going to be a live show on YouTube. Be sure to check that out. I believe it's happening tonight at 7 p.m., but keep an eye on the socials just for confirmation because I don't know if that's been set in stone. So I don't want to spoil everything for everything that's going to take place on YouTube. So what I took out are the stories that everybody brought to the table, or lack thereof, during our weekly installment of the BMI.
Friendos, if you're in the area, make sure you visit Commonwealth Dry Goods in scenic Old Town Fairfax. They have the very best in local candles, peanuts, gifts, chocolates, olive oil, hot sauce, along with ice-cold cheer wine, and both types of music on vinyl. You can check them out on Instagram and Facebook at Commonwealth Dry Goods, or order online today at CommonwealthDryGoods.com.
All right.
That's technically my
rendition.
You say boy.
All right, there, boy.
Yeah, you say boy.
Hey, there, boy.
I'm switching it up a little bit, just making minor changes.
I'll put a note card in front of you.
I mean, that's mine, what you just did.
Hey, there, boy.
Harry DeRoy.
Hey, there, boy.
Harry DeRoy. Yep, I'm dumb.
I don't know anything about a lot of this stuff.
By the way, July 22nd at Commonwealth Dry Goods, your official Harry DeRoy.
Harry DeRoy.
Yeah.
Hats. Candles,
oh yeah,
T-shirts, oh yes, we've got it all. Shirtless Puerto Rican, donut scented Harader Roy candles, which is going to be a big fucking hit.
Hey there, boy.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So come on out. We're going to have all that fun shit that is on the 22nd of July, and of course, I believe the Jester's shrimp dick fucking hoot nanny is before that. Monk, can I make the big announcement that you were generous enough to confirm? I believe.
Oh yeah.
During that show, Monk is bringing up the hot dog Hootenanny hot dog roller, which was maybe the finest piece of machinery that's ever entered this fucking studio, and we're going to be offering half dogs for everyone in attendance. Half dogs.
Which means I'll be coming back early from the beach. Because I forgot about that until right now.
No, it's going to happen. It'll be good. Come on, man.
You better bring your Oscar Mayer in.
I'm good. Show first. If I bring that one in, we'll be cooking all night.
Yeah.
I know. I don't have the fucking... I can't put up the inventory Monk can.
Luckily, Monk already planned his second vacation. He said he was going to go back down to the house. So, you know.
He never writes anything down.
No.
No, I don't.
And he's always drunk.
I know there's enough lunch beers to any fuck up he's just not going to care about. All right, you gotta promise me, man. That's a big day.
I'll be here.
Yeah, we're going to be fucking chopping wieners in half.
Yeah, I'll call in.
In more ways than one. Yeah. You're not going to call in. You have to be here.
No, I'll be here. Promise.
You were on the phone. I heard you agree to all of this.
Yeah, I agreed.
So you didn't remember my word. I just said that?
I mean, it's popped into my head over the course of the last 2 weeks. Like, every once in a while, I'm like, I wonder what date that was and all that. But, yeah, the final details.
He's like, I agreed to something at some point. I wonder what.
You're right. I need to put things in my phone.
Yeah.
I don't let you down. I come through.
That's true.
My system doesn't completely fall apart most of the time.
Do you still have the samurai sword?
Somewhere.
Oh.
No, I think I gave it to you.
No.
We were one short. I was out of town.
I gave it to you. That was your present. That was my
God, you have a little Ant-Man in you. He just says shit. You were one short. We were out of town. Like, what the fuck? What is that?
I did loan it out for the
last
sword
show. The whole backstory.
But I think I got it back.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
To who?
I think he lent it to me.
I think I lent it to
you. Yeah.
You had a sword.
No, I didn't have one. Joe gave one that was he was supposed to give to me.
So do you have the sword?
Monk. No, I gave it back to Monk.
I think he gave it back to me.
Then it's in the trunk of one of those Tonka trunks.
I've moved houses since then, so it's in a box somewhere, I'm sure. I'll find it.
Oh, God. I should have never given him that
sword. I agree. Oh, yeah, you just should have given me two. I could have been like Leonardo.
Yeah.
Joe, also, you've still got the pinball in the back of your trunk. You can't complain
the
about
the pinball.
What's the pinball?
Don't even ask.
Oh, he's
don't even ask. This is the body don't ask, Joe, because it's Chad Duke. It's just going to be like gesture savings.
Hey!
It's not going to be satisfying if you know. The pinball.
All right, so there's going to be a new... food in all local Walmarts.
A new food.
Everybody loves Sonic.
Socks. Tube socks.
Sonic.
Nobody's ever eaten them before.
Sonic is now selling their tots in bags at Walmart. It's $4.98 for a 28-ounce bag of Sonic tots, and they're in 4,000 Walmart super locations around the U.S. I'm super excited about this because I love Sonic tots, and...
Are they that good?
Is it
Sonic tots?
No, it's like every other
tot you've ever had.
I was about to say, is it just frozen tots in a Sonic bag?
Yeah. What makes their tots different than everybody else's?
They don't put any weird seasoning in it.
God damn it, Ant-Man!
Well, I'm just excited to be able to have Sonic tots.
You want
to
spend an extra dollar because it says Sonic?
You just want to say.
There's no difference between that and Price Club generic stuff.
Well... Maybe not, but if you love Sonic like I do, there's a big difference.
I mean, I do
Sonic. That's why the hot dog tastes so much better on the Oscar Mayer roller than it did anywhere else, because it said Oscar Mayer on the front of it.
That's kind of a good point.
No, it isn't,
because this is in a plastic bag.
It was a fresh hot dog that was rolled. That's why it tastes good. He's putting them in the microwave. We're buying them from Regal Cinema.
or a supervised air fryer.
Yeah, I mean, supervised.
Yeah.
I mean, I am a sucker when I'm in the frozen food aisle and it says Checkers French fries or Arby's curly
fries.
But the Arby's curly fries, at least it's like it's curly, it might have some different spice
never had a
or
bad
something.
Curly fries Never
I got the Arby's horsey sauce at the house and I buy the curly fries.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, you can't beat that combo.
You want to give me some props? I told Monk a very obscure food take and he finally followed up on it and you texted me about it earlier today.
Yeah, the fresh hot McDouble. After my four lunch beers, I was I got hungry again on the way here, and I stopped off, and it was like 4:15.
Okay,
Monk is so a diabetic, by the way.
Yeah,
diabetic fourth meal.
Yeah, after beers,
it's all true.
And first one,
and that's not a very busy time for them. So I reach in the bag to grab my two McDoubles that I had ordered and the McChicken, and
I was about to say you wasted your time in the drive-thru.
Yeah, they were very hot.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, I've never had this before, and I ate it and was like, oh my God, you know,
he's never had
that. It's completely different.
A fresh hot McDouble.
But imagine me looking down at my text and getting credit for saying that hot McDoubles are good.
Yeah, but I've heard you say it so many times.
It's like saying, oh, Pam Anderson in 96 is pretty attractive. Yeah.
You know what? I should look into that. I'm going to look into that. Pam Anderson into 96.
While you're eating a hot McDouble, let me know what you think. And then give me full credit.
I got another thing. A fresh pizza out of the oven.
Not bad. Good.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't even thought about that.
Here's my favorite part of this is that Monk is telling us about his day. And then while we were down at the beach, we all got tortured because he had pecan crusted tilapia. Yeah. And he had to fucking roll around on the floor.
Now there's new stomach issues.
He was rolling around on the floor for 4 hours.
I got Tums on the way anticipating a problem. And I'm ahead of it now.
Lunch beers, lunch, and then McDoubles and McChickens. Yeah. And now 100 fucking beers.
Sounds amazing.
There's going to be so many sweaty couch rolling later.
You were there when he ruined the whole night, when he wouldn't go to bed. He just wanted to roll around on the couch and make sure we all knew he was upset.
I was rolling around on the couch back there before you guys came in.
I think it was the chef salad. That one piece of shrimp. Oh.
When I walked in,
I wish food didn't hurt, but now it hurts.
It didn't seem to hurt you today.
Yeah, when I walked in today, Mark was like, keep it down. You guys are being too quiet. You guys are being too loud. I'm trying to
take
a nap here.
Well, he's technically the presenting sponsor. He can nap wherever he wants.
That's what I said.
We need to get a fainting couch in here for Monk. I'm going to put a Murphy bed in on the side so he can just pull it down.
Oh, that's a great idea. I'll never leave.
This will be like home base. Tape drinking on the deck on Tuesday at noon, and Monk's just sleeping in the Murphy bed.
What the fuck is going on?
Turn the light off, motherfucker. This is the house that Monk built. By the way, Ant-Man has just been selling baseball cards online the entire time we've been doing this.
Well, no.
Hey, show's going on around me here.
The story caught my eye, and then I just realized it wasn't local. That there's cheesy.
Nobody asked.
Cheesy.
This is the body mass index.
Yeah.
You want to use your story? I know. I'm guessing you don't have a story.
He's got one right here.
There you go. Use that one.
So McDonald's is dropping a new cheesy jalapeno sausage egg McMuffin for a limited time in Japan.
There's a cheesy jalapeno
Louisiana and Texas.
There's a cheesy jalapeno double quarter pounder that is out right now. Somebody posted about it in the supporter chat. Yeah. And it did look good. But I don't know if we can get it around these parts.
Yeah, I mean, I think anything with cheesy jalapeno is you got to try it.
Is the McMuffin part the cheesy jalapeno part?
No,
so you could get that on a biscuit if you wanted it.
Yeah, it looks like it's an added topping into the
McMuffin. Jack in the Box had a cheesy jalapeno spicy chicken sandwich and burger 15 years ago. It's just crazy to me, like, how much better fast food is everywhere else, and then we just are so grateful for the breadcrumbs that we fucking get.
Why do they do that, though? Why do they always go foreign instead of domestic for this creative stuff?
I don't know.
I don't understand it.
I mean, this is domestic.
I don't know if Arizona is domestic. Yeah.
You said Japan first.
Oh, I was doing a bit.
Yeah. I'm raving about a plain hot McDouble.
They got to talk over each other for a while. You were saying?
I said I'm over here raving about a plain hot McDouble, and there's this exists in the world, you know? We should get more.
We'll never get those sandwiches, but I just will keep getting shrimp chips sent to me. It never stops me. People try to drop shrimp chips off at the store, and then they're incredulous that I don't want them.
And they also always come from the East Coast, where the
fast food coast trucks. Of Osaka. Yeah. Although Ant-Man ate some shrimp chips in a pub the other day, and he said he liked them.
Yeah, they were good.
In a pub?
Yeah, they were from Europe.
The English apparently like the shrimp chips.
Okay.
What's the Lay's brand in Europe? It's like the same logo and everything, but it's a different brand. People bring them to us all the time. They always taste stale. It's always brown sauce chips.
It's like the stupid ketchup. The ketchup Lay's from Canada or something.
Well, there's ketchup fucking, Doritos now that are... Disgusting.
The tangy ketchup, but they're not good.
God awful.
It can't be good. Oh, God. Sean McManus. There'll be a Sonic in Leesburg soon.
Be close to me.
25 years of people telling me about the Sonic in Leesburg. Let me know when it's open, Jack. Let me know when it's open. Jimmy, did you have a story?
I do have a story.
Wow.
We all know how this
starts.
This
is the Body Mass Index on the Chad Duke
Show. The good people is.
Yeah.
My favorite place to go to, Applebee's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Date night, baby. Yeah.
This can't be good.
Get that broken wiener going.
Yeah.
What appetizer did they put on a sandwich? Yeah,
Jimmy
now?
Gets Mark, you're spoiling the story.
Jimmy gets a holiday bonus. Sandwich. They're going out to fucking Applebee's.
Dollar Bahama Mamas all night long.
Part of their dine-in late-night promotion, fans can enjoy a variety of appetizers at half off the regular menu price.
Fans.
Late night starts at 9 p.m.
Oh, that's late.
Which just sounds amazing to me. Most likely it's going to be boneless wings, mozzarella sticks, and spinach and artichoke dip. But what I would suggest, because the story suggests, is you should contact your local Applebee's to see which ones are available.
I won't. I'm not going to call Applebee's.
Even at half off?
Can you imagine?
Let's call Applebee's right now.
Can you imagine what Applebee's spinach artichoke dip looks like?
Oh, it's got to be so gross.
Looks like
Now, I've gotten hammered in some Applebee's, but that was much earlier in life. I wouldn't
I thought you were
going
to say you got hammered and taken some
No.
Are they the ones with the Jack Daniel's wings?
No, that's Friday.
That's Friday.
That's
Friday. Jim, I got excited.
Now, the Jack Daniel's menu at TGI Fridays was a fucking tragedy. I think it's what drove it up.
It tastes fucking weird.
Yeah, they're all... None of it's good.
None of it's good.
No. These restaurants are for places like where Jim lives, where you're not going to be able to find a good restaurant, and so there's one of these on the corner that you can drive to and you're too tired to do everything else because you had to work 60 hours that week.
True.
That's it.
I'd like to change my answer. Jim has the worst life.
Oh, I thought you were
saying the worst life.
Because I like Applebee's.
Yes. Applebee's?
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Applebee's is horrible.
Dude, you've been to nice restaurants.
Yeah, I can't afford them.
But you've had them.
Right. But I can't go back to them.
I'm trying to think of a place I would choose Applebee's over.
McDonald's. Any fast food joint. I would choose that.
Would you?
Just talking about McDoubles.
Yeah, I would.
I think he didn't understand.
Yeah.
Would you go Golden Corral or Applebee's?
He's got that flip.
Ooh, Golden Corral.
I think, at Golden Corral, you are eating with all of like, they're all up there coughing and barking into the fucking buffet food, where if you're eating at Applebee's, you at least have a server. Everyone else, all the Jim bringing his family up there to eat for 12 hours, they're barking into all that food the whole time that they're there. And they all have COVID, because for whatever reason, when you're really poor, you just have COVID for months. Months and months and months.
All the kids are hanging on the ice soft serve ice cream.
They all have dirt under their fingernails. Yeah. So there's nobody has ever once cleaned out the fucking fingernails. You know why he's laughing?
Oh, look at all the dirt under his fingers.
That's not true.
Oh, Jim. That's
not
have
true.
It too? But the kids do, right?
Yeah, the kids do.
Running around in potato sacks.
Rope belt.
Extension cord.
Roadie. So, Jim, your story was half price apps at the B?
Also,
yeah,
this is 9
p.m.
Also, is it half price apps
show.
Like
all
the
time.
Normal thing?
Yeah, that's like happy hour. Now you can do it after 9.
So why ever is it a time frame?
So from from 7 to 9, you have to pay full price.
Yeah. I need you to stay with me.
Okay. I think I got it.
It's very complicated.
Yeah.
Jim's story is always the most depressing.
Oh.
No, I think I got
say,
one.
I've gotten hammered in Applebee's. I've never seen people eating in there. It's everybody's just at the bar getting hammered.
So me and Barty, when we were not even in college, we were already adults. We would go to TGI Fridays, sit down, and just order the vanilla bean cheesecakes together.
Oh, you guys are like some soccer moms.
But yeah, we would eat that and then get like one beer, and then we'd leave.
Oh.
That's pretty depressing, right?
It's the fucking worst thing I've ever heard.
They're delicious.
What is the point?
A vanilla bean cheesecake is delicious.
I agree.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Are you going to make me change my answer back to you again? What are you doing?
I would stipulate that vanilla bean cheesecake from TGI Fridays and one beer is not delicious.
Dude, it was 3 days a week we would do that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, that explains his thighs. And it explains your butt sweat. I have a real story unlike these fucking weirdos. Speaking of Walmart, I know that man's a big fan. He buys some baseball cards there. You're going to want to check this out, Ann.
All right.
Mars has released a new butterscotch scoop-flavored Snickers candy bar.
Oh, shit.
Limited edition, popular only at Walmart, an especially satisfying take on your grandma's all-time favorite butterscotch, and a classic Snickers bar. It features peanuts, caramel, butterscotch-flavored nougat, and is covered in milk chocolate. They're going to have the 1.41 ounce size single bars and Ant-Man size, 6.43 ounce Oh, stand-up pouches filled with fun-sized bars.
Oh, shit.
Ah. That sounds fucking delicious.
Stand-up pouches.
Yeah, hold on, let me unplug this so I don't fucking rip everything out of the wall. It looks good.
Oh yeah.
See that thing?
Oh, yeah, that does look good.
I love butterscotch.
Wow.
I love
me too.
Werther's Originals. Any of any of those little the shitty butterscotch candies that come in the clear wrapper. Yeah. I love all that
it's
shit.
It's just a yellow wrapper. So there's no name on it.
Exactly. The butterscotch dum-dum.
We sell it to, what?
The dum-dum.
No, that's Ant-Man's nickname.
I thought he was talking to me.
Yeah. We sell these, like, old, over at the shop, the candies, and there's a root beer flavored, like a mint flavored, and there's a fucking butterscotch one. Where
it's
they had,
so good.
It's a tube of, like, thick butterscotch candies wrapped in wax paper. And my wife, we've never sold one. And my wife was always like, why are we always out of these? Like, we're constantly out of it. And I just, every time, I'm just fucking flipping them into my mouth like Tums. They're fantastic. You haven't checked those out, Ant-Man?
No, I have. Yeah.
Well, you must be shoplifting them because we've never sold one.
I think you gave me a couple one day.
Did I really? Some of my pocket candy. I like to walk around with some pocket candy. Snickers is one of those institutions where I think that nothing they ever do as far as the variety goes is as good as just a Snickers. Mm. Snickers are like Oreo. But all of their varieties are pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
You know, they all taste good. So the only time I don't like is there's been Snickers where it doesn't come in a bar. They break it up into like two fun size inside the sleeve.
The Snickers brownies did that.
Where it was
like two little cubes.
It was two squares.
There was a peanut butter Snickers that did that too. It's some sort of special. But the almond Snickers is good. There's a bunch of them that are delicious. Yeah, that's good company. All right, there you go.
That's a good story.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Monk's probably got a special from
Tip Gal.
Oh, Tip Gal. Yeah.
This is the Body Mass Index better. On the Chad Dukes
I'm so
show.
Paranoid now. Whenever I see an ice cream story when I'm doing my research, I dismiss it immediately.
You have to punch your laptop just in case.
It's probably a good idea.
It doesn't exist.
So we're big Little Debbie fans over at the ice cream shop.
Oh,
so we like to throw all that into the ice cream machine and see what comes out. And
the good people at Little Debbie's.
Yeah, the good people at the fine folks at Little Debbie.
It's Little Debbie, you fucking plural adding boob.
So our new flavor available right now is oatmeal cream pie.
That's the best no-brainer.
It's real good. I mean that cream in the middle of the pie gets just integrated into the ice cream with chunks of the oatmeal cake part. It's really, really good.
I don't mean to interrupt your story, but the chat has revolted against Jim Jester.
What?
There's dozens of people saying Applebee's has been doing half-price appetizers after 9 for decades.
I mean, I think that's just their gimmick.
You're a dumb, Jim.
Is that from 2018?
No!
Everyone just knows this, by the way. It's in the zeitgeist. It's what Applebee's is known for.
So
let us know what the Chesapeake Bay Seafood House is doing next. That is the biggest yawn I've ever seen.
Sorry.
Go back there and lie down.
No, I'm good.
Speaking of Tip Cow, so I had my drive me over here, little Eric. Yeah, and he's had a lot of big things going on in life. The first thing he told me about was that he won like the lifetime ice cream at Tip Cow.
Ice cream for a year. Yeah,
he's spun the wheel. Exciting
news. He certainly hasn't shared that shit with anybody.
It's the only thing he was telling me about. I was like, I'm pretty sure you've had some pretty big events, bro.
He got fucking married.
Man, I get I got a lifetime use of Tip Cow, man. It's amazing. We should go.
Eric, have you had the oatmeal cream pie flavor?
Yes,
you have?
Nice.
He's going to ruin you, Muck. He goes there like twice
Eric's
a week.
Fucking oatmeal cream pieing some Vietnamese chick. He's got them all fucked up. Now he's shipping over fucking 80-year-old Vietnamese people all the time.
All right, I'll pay for you, too.
Cream pies for everybody.
Wait a minute. You got to live with me also?
Cream pies for everybody.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I got a cream pie your great abuela.
Hey, by the way, low-key, Eric might have the worst life of any of us.
Yeah.
We don't even know
it
yet.
If it wasn't for the ice cream thing, I'd be jumping off
the
cliff.
Well, he does have free fucking Tim Cow. Never mind. How bad can that
that's
be?
That's like a lottery.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you still have the butter brickle?
Oh, yeah. That's a mainstay flavor. That's always available.
It is the best. I mean, here's what's weird. It's like, I love all their specialties, but like, it's very hard for me not to just get a gallon of the butter brickle every time I go. It's so fucking good.
It's like you look at all the flavors. You're like, okay, I'm going to get this. Butter brickle, please.
And then it's half gone by the way I get home. My wife's always like, what? There's so many spoon marks in this.
See, the secret
fucked up there. I don't know what happened.
The secret is to not use a spoon. You squeeze it from the bottom like a push pop. And then you use the top of your teeth.
There was sugar just kinda, melted ice cream all over your car.
In circles. It works really well.
That's
interesting. Yeah.
should try that. I was talking to Anel's wife once, and she goes, he thinks he's slick, but I find melted ice cream all over the inside of his Chevy Cavalier.
The steering wheel had ice cream one time.
Dude, I looked in, and you couldn't even put the seatbelt into the little clip anymore because there was so much dried ice cream in the fucking slot. He couldn't pull the emergency brake up because there was so much fucking dried ice cream.
Is that last tray still here?
The whole tray?
You could use it.
Yeah, Corey doesn't need that shit. Take it with you. Hey, if you leave shit up here, I'm giving it to Anhill. Oh, I'm just letting everybody know right now.
I can definitely use anything.
You
I
don't
can
have
get
a car.
Yeah.
He has a different car every time he comes over. I don't know what's going on.
None of them are mine. That's the beauty.
Did you lose the Mercedes? Is it gone?
Yeah, it's gone. I had to sell it for
$500.
Yeah. The junkyard.
He had to sell it for PVC piping, which he's nailing to the roof of his houseboat. Am I lying about that?
That's pretty close. PVC works the best. Right.
Joe, you have a story?
Unfortunately, you don't. I didn't.
I'm why sorry do you come oh, if no you're not going to be prepared?
You know what tonight is.
You have to get one story.
I was busy at work.
He was so leaned back, too, right
dude,
before
you were
asked
here
him
for 45 minutes.
Also, we've had two extra. We'd also have two extra days.
Yeah.
Make a note, please, in your phone.
All right.
Make a BMI story.
All right.
And you can do whatever you want. You can do fish or fish.
Applebee's. Okay. Fish. Amazon has a grocery thing, don't they?
Fish do. Yeah, you can put over, find out what's special on Amazon. Yeah. All the fun stuff you like to do. Luigi Primo, see what he's okay doing? That's all food.
Right. That's food.
If you want to become a Chad Duke Show Facebook subscriber, it's very, very easy. Head to the Chad Duke Show on Facebook, hit the Subscriber Hub button, and follow the steps to gain access to the secret supporter group chat and get the bonus show video backlogs.
I know you're slightly familiar, but sometimes that show gets a little crazy, a little out of hand. You can see how that turns out towards the end as we went almost 2.5 hours on that episode. But thank you guys so very much for checking out the show. If you want to keep up with the Chad Duke Show itself, www.chaddukeshow.com. We have links there to the sponsors. You can check out the shop, get all your episodes there, get your subscription if you don't have one. Down at the bottom of the page are all the socials. You know them. Twitter, it's @ChadDukes. Instagram, @ChadDukeShow. Facebook.com/TheChadDukeShow. And YouTube.com/ChadDukeShow. Again, thank you guys so very much. Be sure to also thank our sponsors, Money Monk, Visit Monk's Barbecue in Percival, Virginia, and Flying Ace Farm in Lovettsville, Virginia. Our guy, Joe Azer, for the best realty advice you can get, 571-989-AZER. That's 571-989-2937. And Don't Sleep Energy. Go to don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the Dukes promo for 10% off your entire order. I hope you guys get a chance to stop by Commonwealth Dry Goods this weekend to get your hands on one of those really cool Octopus News stickers that Gigantor decided to give himself a little taste. Otherwise, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you guys so much. Me love you long time. And if the good Lord is willing and the creeks don't rise, Shootin' Tor will see you back here on Monday. Roll out the
Eat It Boy!
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.